In this bulletin, Victoria records its deadliest day of the pandemic with 25 new fatalities. New Zealand postpones its general election. And in the AFL, St. Kilda secures a 35-point win over Essendon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghanem. Victoria has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic with 25 new fatalities. Some 282 new cases of COVID-19 have also been reported in the state. The previous highest daily tally in Victoria was 21 deaths. The new deaths take the state tally to 334 and the national toll to 421. The federal government is calling on state and territory leaders to grant restriction exemptions to people living in border communities. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has written to the premiers of New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria, and Queensland regarding free movement for border communities amid complaints from residents about being cut off from work and vital services. Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has told the Nine Network that restrictions have hit regional communities hard.
We're just feeling like second-class citizens at the moment. We get we're all in this together, but we're the ones that are going to keep you fed and clothed through this. Just let us work through this at a granular level on the ground with something that'll work, that'll keep all Australians safe. That's all we're asking. Nothing big.
Formals, graduation ceremonies, choirs, and all other social events have been banned in New South Wales government schools in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The announcement from the state's education department comes as Sydney Girls High School becomes the latest to close for cleaning after a student tested positive to COVID-19. From Wednesday, all public schools in the state will be required to adopt the changes to ensure the safety of the community. Anyone with symptoms of COVID-19 is prohibited from returning to school until a negative test result has been recorded. Australian researchers are testing a treatment they hope will provide relief for those infected with COVID-19 and limit the virus's spread. St. George Hospital's professor of surgery, David Morris, and his international team have adapted a cancer treatment known as Bromac that could prevent coronavirus moving into the lungs of carriers and spreading to other people. Professor Morris says Bromac has been under development for 11 years for use in cancer treatment and includes two components that together dissolve the spike of COVID-19, rendering it unable to infect other cells.
We think that treating this disease in the nose and throat with this simple medication using a nose spray should prevent it from spreading to other parts of the body, but also importantly, it should render the virus non-infective to people around that patient.
A trial on COVID-19 patients is being established with the Melbourne Hospital and could start as early as next month. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced the country's general election will be delayed by 4 weeks to the 17th of October. It comes as authorities work to bring a new COVID-19 outbreak in Auckland under control. New Zealand currently has 69 active coronavirus cases, with 13 new infections announced yesterday. Ms. Ardern says she originally considered moving the election by just 2 weeks, but was told by the Electoral Commission that it wasn't enough time for them to prepare.
Ultimately, the 17th of October, in approximately 9 weeks' time, provides sufficient time for parties to plan around the range of circumstances we could be campaigning under, for the Electoral Commission to prepare, and for voters to feel assured of a safe, accessible, and credible election.
United States President Donald Trump's appointed Postmaster General has been called to testify this month on changes to the mail service that have stoked fears of voter suppression. The Postal Service's internal regulator has begun investigating a wave of cost-cutting kicked off by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy that has slowed mail delivery ahead of the November election. Congressional Democrats are calling on Mr. DeJoy, a Republican donor, and U.S. Postal Service Chairman Robert Duncan to testify at a hearing of the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform on the 24th of August. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the attempts to suppress voting in the U.S. are undermining democracy.
This is a deliberate effort to defund and destroy the U.S. Postal Service so that people cannot engage in mail-in ballots. That's not Bernie Sanders talking. That's what Donald Trump is telling the American people, and it is an outrage.
Up to half of U.S. voters are expected to cast ballots by mail this year due to the pandemic. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers are easing at 16 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Melbourne, much the same as yesterday, 16 degrees. Hobart, morning rain, 15 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Wollongong, sunny, 19 degrees. In Sydney, similar conditions as yesterday, with a high of 20. Newcastle, also sunny, 20 degrees. Brisbane, 23 degrees. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, a sunny 32. Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.